AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The BBC is apologizing to President Trump over a misleading edit in an interview, but says there is no basis for the president's defamation claim. Charlotte, North Carolina is the next city bracing for a Trump administration immigration crackdown. A local sheriff says the influx of federal officers could be in the city by Saturday. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden said in a statement, two federal officials confirmed the plan for Customs and Border Protection agents to start an enforcement operation. His office declined to identify those officials. McFadden said details about the operation haven't been disclosed, and his office hasn't been asked to assist. A federal lawsuit is alleging appalling conditions at California's largest immigration detention facility, a formerly mothball prison in the desert. Lawyers for two of President Trump's foes, former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, who have been charged by the Justice Department, asked a judge today to dismiss the cases against them, saying the prosecutor who secured the indictments, Lindsey Halligan, was illegally installed in the role. The AP's Eric Tucker was in court in Virginia.
This is part of a multi-pronged effort, multi-pronged challenge by the defendants to get their cases dismissed. They also have contended that the prosecutions were vindictive in nature and should be thrown out as a result as well. U.S. District Judge Cameron McGowan Curry heard arguments for more than an hour on the question of Halligan's appointment, but did not immediately rule. She said she expects to decide the matter by Thanksgiving.
Halligan was installed in the job at the president's urging by Pam Bondi in September, just days before Comey was indicted. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman had what his office says was a ventricular fibrillation flare-up that caused him to feel lightheaded and fall during an early morning walk. He's in a hospital in Pittsburgh. The Justice Department sued to block new congressional district boundaries approved by California voters last week. This is AP News. Punishment for Michigan State's football team.
The NCAA put Michigan State's football program on 3 years of probation and penalized the school $30,000 plus 1.5% of the team's budget. After agreeing, former staff members Saeed Khalif and Brandon Jordan under coach Mel Tucker broke rules regarding recruiting inducements and benefits, communication, and unofficial visit expenses. Due to the participation of three ineligible players, wins from the 2022 through 2024 four seasons were vacated and restrictions have been placed on recruiting for 3 years. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Baylor Athletic Director Mac Rhodes is stepping down from his role as chairman of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee and is asking a leave of absence from the school while it investigates allegations against him which do not involve football. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.